in the limelight.
Roger Stone, a close Donald Trump ally, raged at the former U.S. president in the aftermath of the failed attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election, telling a friend that Donald Trump was a disgrace who would go to prison, and adding, he betrayed everybody. We have prepared for you an article written by Martin Pengelly. The piece is titled, Roger Stone Raged at Disgraced Trump Over Failure to Overturn Election. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. According to a report from The Washington Post, close Donald Trump ally Roger Stone raged at the former U.S. president in the aftermath of the failed attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election, telling a friend that Donald Trump was a disgrace who would go to prison, and adding, he betrayed everybody. The Washington Post said it had viewed 20 hours of footage of the political operative that had been shot for a forthcoming documentary. It said, the footage showed Roger Stone meeting and corresponding with members of the far-right militia since indicted for seditious conspiracy over the Capitol riot on 6th of January 2021. Discussing a plan in which Donald Trump would issue a blanket pardon to co-conspirators in the attempt to overturn the election, Senator Ted Cruz and Congressman Jim Jordan among them. Saying Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law and close advisor, should be punished in a way that would leave him brain dead. Suggesting violence against protesters for racial justice would be possible with the election out of the way. Roger Stone reportedly said, once there's no more election, there's no reason why we can't mix it up. These people are going to get what they're being asking for. The plan for a blanket pardon was reportedly blocked by Pat Cipollone, Donald Trump White House counsel. Trump had already commuted a 3-year sentence handed down to Roger Stone for obstructing Congress during the Russia investigation. The footage viewed by the Washington Post was shot by Danish filmmakers for a documentary, A Storm Foretold, to be released this year. Roger Stone, who has resisted cooperation with the House January 6 investigation, told the Washington Post, any claim, assertion or implication that I knew about, was involved in or condoned the illegal acts at the Capitol on 6 of January 2021 was categorically false. Roger Stone also said the paper employed a clever blend of guilt by association, insinuations, half-truths, anonymous claims, falsehoods and out-of-context trick questions, and said the footage could be deep fakes. Now 69 years old, Roger Stone, who was once a dirty trickster for Richard Nixon, has been close to Donald Trump since the 1980s. In 2020, he was closely involved with the Stop the Steal movement to overturn Joe Biden's victory, driven by the lie of widespread electoral fraud. On 5th of November, 2 days after the 2020 presidential election, and 2 days before Biden's victory was called, the filmmakers captured Roger Stone talking to Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor Donald Trump pardoned for lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation. Stone was quoted as saying, our slogan should be count every legal ballot, adding, much better messaging, more positive. In the White House briefing room that evening, the Washington Post quoted Donald Trump as saying, if you count the legal votes, I easily win. The Washington Post detailed Roger Stone's activities leading up to 6th of January, including staying at the Willard Hotel, a command center for Donald Trump associates. The paper said footage showed Roger Stone with members of the Oath Keepers militia, now charged with seditious conspiracy. The filmmakers also shot Roger Stone as he attempted to broker presidential pardons for money, as he attempted to secure access to Donald Trump's rally near the White House on 6th of January, but failed. The Washington Post said as the Capitol riot began on 6th of January 2021, Roger Stone was unavailable for a short period of time. He then told the filmmakers, "I think it's really bad for the movement. It hurts. It doesn't help. I'm not sure what they thought they were going to achieve." But he also said, "When you can't get a fair and honest judicial opinion, when you can't get a fair, honest and transparent election, when your legislative process is constipated by fear and threat." The Washington Post said Roger Stone then slightly misquoted former President John F. Kennedy. "Those who make peaceful progress impossible make violent revolution inevitable." Stone returned to Florida and worked on his pardon plan. The Washington Post said intended recipients included Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, and Representatives Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz. Spokesperson for Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan denied contacts with Roger Stone. On 20th of January 2021, Inauguration Day, enraged by a pardon on fraud charges for Steve Bannon, a rival for Donald Trump's attentions, Roger Stone reportedly said Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law, was going to get a beating. "He needs to have a beating. He needs to be told, this time we're just beating you, next time we're killing you." According to the Washington Post, urged to say he was joking, Roger Stone said, "No, it is not a joke. I'm not joking. It's not a joke." Stone also said Jared Kushner should be punished in the most brutal possible way and would be brain dead when I get finished with him. Stone then turned to Donald Trump, who he said deserved to be impeached and whose presidency had been the greatest single mistake in American history. Referring to prosecutors in New York investigating Donald Trump's businesses, Roger Stone said, "A good long sentence in prison will give him a chance to think about it, because the Southern District is coming for him, and he did nothing." Stone also mocked Donald Trump's apparent plan to run again for president. Furthermore, recently, the U.S. National Archives has delivered White House visitor logs from Donald Trump's administration to the Congressional Committee investigating the 6th of January insurrection at the U.S. Capitol by extremist supporters of Donald Trump. The committee said on Friday, 4th of February, the National Archives also turned over records from former Vice President Mike Pence, meeting a 3rd of March deadline. A House of Representatives Select Committee aide said, "Yesterday, the Select Committee received additional production of records from the National Archives. This included records that the former president attempted to keep hidden behind claims of privilege." Donald Trump had tried to block the release of the visitor logs, but Joe Biden rejected his claim that they were subject to executive privilege in light of the urgency of the committee's work and Congress's compelling need. Several courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, have also ruled against the Republican former president's efforts to block the release of various records to the committee. So far, more than 725 people have been charged with playing a role in the attack on the Capitol by mobs of Trump supporters, which left 5 people dead and more than 100 police officers injured, as at Trump's urgings at a rally that morning, they tried to prevent the U.S. Congress certifying Joe Biden's win in the 2020 presidential election. Another 4 police officers involved in defending the Capitol later killed themselves. The bipartisan January 6 committee, chaired by Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi, has been investigating the events surrounding the attack and the former president's role in that attack for more than 7 months, as well as charges of a political conspiracy by Donald Trump and key allies to get the results of the 2020 presidential election overturned. The committee has made more than 80 subpoenas public, including many issued to top Trump aides and allies, and interviewed more than 560 witnesses. It has also gathered records from social media and other telecommunication firms.